It's Sophia Celeste, and you are listening to the Brown and Bonita podcast. I hope everyone's doing amazing. It feels so nice to be recording again. And Happy New Year, everybody. I know I'm a couple weeks late, but I just wanted to wish everyone a happy start to the new year. I hope everyone had an amazing holiday season. I don't know about for y'all, but this holiday season for me was very, very festive, and I hadn't felt like that in a few years. I personally celebrate Christmas, so to start December off with a bang, me and my best friend Lo were binging a lot of Christmas movies, and we ended up watching Disney Plus's new series called The Santa Clauses with Tim Allen, which if y'all are like a 90s or early 2000s baby, I know y'all had watched Tim Allen's old Santa Claus movies. And that show was so sweet and so it had that Christmassy nostalgic feeling that you always want to feel, especially in your early 20s, your early adulthood years. So that was really nice starting off December with that festive type of tradition of just watching old Christmas movies. And then middle of 2022, it's not a podcast episode if I don't fuck up at least once. So we started early. Also, I'm recording in the morning, which is very new for me. But new year, new type of routine, and I'm trying to be a little bit more on the ball in the morning. So we're just trying it out today. We gonna see how it goes. The middle of December is when I posted my last episode with my sweet, lovely boyfriend. And I just wanted to say thank y'all so much for the response and abundance of kindness. I got so many messages just about how much y'all appreciated me being vulnerable and bringing obviously someone I love on so much. And yeah, it was cool recording with him. I don't know what else to say. Y'all were just so kind and obviously messaging me stuff that he appreciated, like he's funny or that y'all like our dynamic. But one of my favorite ones was that y'all love hearing people that I love on and just kind of hearing the different type of demeanor I have with each person. And specifically with him, I got a lot of messages that I'm very like soft and sweet and very like tapping into my inner feminine, I guess, or that's what y'all were hearing. Which is really cool. Because I don't really analyze that too much, but yeah, that means a lot. Thank y'all so much for being so kind with the episode, being so positive with y'all's responses. And yeah, I can't wait to have more people on. I hope to be recording with my friends and hopefully my mommy very soon. I think I'm gonna go see them real soon. So after the podcast, I took my butt up to Northern California, back to the Bay Area. And I was there for a mere 12 hours before my family and I decided to go to Salt Lake City, Utah to surprise my Nona, my sweet grandmother, who I hadn't seen in too long. And we ended up spending the holidays with her, which is very sweet. It's one of my favorite ways to spend the holidays, just very personal and just kind of my core group of people. And on top of that, being in Utah during the holiday season, it's very sweet. It's like a winter wonderland. And yeah, it was just a really fun time to be there. We ate a lot of good Peruvian food, which my mom was so kind enough to cook. My favorite times with my grandma is hearing her stories and her gossiping with me. She's, if not the biggest, one of the biggest gossips I've ever met in my life. She loves to know everything going on, and she does. Anything anyone tells me usually goes to her, and she'll give her two cents about. So it was really fun spending it with her. Not only spending time with like blood family, but honorary family while I was in Utah. I got to see my sweet baby sister Deja, and she was like, we're leaving the house. As much as I love to be with my grandmother, I could be in there for like a few days. And she was like, no, we're getting you out the house. And yeah, we went on our little adventure, which was really fun. Anytime with Deja is just it's the best, and I love her very much, and I know she listens to the podcast, so hey Deja. And after eating all that yummy Peruvian food and gossiping with my sweet little grandmother, I ended up coming back to LA to bring in the New Year's with Aj, which was always a fun time. Me saying always, like, we've ever spent New Year's together. It was our first New Year's together, y'all. So I got to show him all the little fun things that we do. I was freaking out the day of because I didn't have yellow underwear, which is one of my family's superstitions. I'm pretty sure it's like a Latino indigenous thing, yellow underwear, bringing in the new year. And then grapes. I had grapes. I had my yellow underwear. I made him put on his yellow underwear, and we're vibing. And we spent it in bed. We watched a couple movies. It was really fun. And during all of that, I have been reading and writing so much, which is so nice. I feel like I get caught up in my day-to-day very easily, where sometimes I don't get to do the little things I enjoy, which is basically that, read and write. And so during the time I was home, and once I got back, I made it like a very intentional thing to at least write once a day and read once a day, one of the two or both if I can fit it in. And yeah, that's kind of what I've been doing all the holiday season and into 2023 now, and I've been pretty consistent with it. I've made it through two books so far. I'm on my third right now. And writing for me is basically journaling, poetry, intentional journaling with like prompts. And yeah, I don't know, it's felt really nice. A lot going on up here. So it's nice to get it all out. And yeah, aside from all that, I hope everyone's been good. And let's get into the episode now because I've been rambling for a couple minutes now. So I wanted to start off the new year with being honest and talking about something that has been a part of my life for so long. I really, really wanted to start off the new year talking about New Year's resolutions and how to make 2023 a bitch, but this felt like it aligned more with what I've been feeling. So many episodes are focused on growth and love and things that can often be romanticized via the social media era we're in. But I feel like anxiety has a bitter taste in everyone's mouth. It's not fun for any and everyone experiencing it. And like most things, anxiety can have a very wide spectrum. I've been a pretty anxious kid my whole life, always very nervous and very shy in lots of situations. But anxiety really said, hi, hello, what's up? I'm here to stay and make residency in your brain almost 10 years ago to the date, which is crazy. I was 12 years old when I had my first set of panic attacks. And like a lot of people, I thought I was dying. I was like, okay, it's my last day. Thank y'all for seeing me through whatever. And been real. I later found out, I could laugh about it now, y'all. I later found out that this is a very common symptom that people with panic attacks feel. This is very, very normal. I remember I was at school, nothing really crazy set it off, but I remember that my senses started to go wild. Everything got really loud, my vision was very blurry and distorted. And all of a sudden, it was my mission to breathe. I was like, I have not been doing this the last 12 years of my life. This does not feel normal. Why can't I do this anymore? One thing I remember looking back on the following days after my first set of panic attacks was almost the same feeling I had to when I broke my arm, which is such a weird comparison, but it's true. I remember when I broke my arm, I was like, I don't know how people without a certain limb on their body go through life because I've taken this part of my arm for granted and now I can't use it in daily tasks. Same thing with my breath. You come out the womb breathing. It's not something you really think about. It's just something you do. So when that gift of life was kind of taken away for a minute, I was so like taken aback. And I remember really sitting with that feeling for a very long time after my first set, and I didn't know if it would happen again. I was hoping it wouldn't, but here we are 10 years later still having them happen. So like anyone with any type of anxiety, I was really nervous of people judging me, especially in middle and high school. I feel like once I entered college, I was a little bit more relaxed. I was like, listen, this is what I bring to the table. I'm an anxious-ridden little girl. This happens sometimes. But yeah, I remember in middle and high school, I was very, very nervous. I was scared of being judged for this thing that would happen occasionally. I have really good spurts of not having anxiety or not having a panic attack for a couple months, and then it'll be really bad for like 2 weeks. I'll have panic attacks like every other day. I won't want to leave my house. That's definitely something that's continued the last 10 years. There's times where I'm really, really good, and there's times where I'm really, really bad. And the one thing that I've learned is people are going to judge you, but that's not something that should hold you back or something that should affect you that much, because the people that matter are going to be there. They're going to understand. They're going to want to learn. They're going to want to listen. And that's a hard lesson to definitely learn. It's a hard pill to swallow. I've learned through having friends who were freaked out for me having panic attacks and not wanting to stay and not wanting to be friends. I've learned through, you know, previous romantic relationships where boys would tell me, well, just breathe, like calm down, or like this is embarrassing. I've weeded out the bad people who can't really be with me through those times. And I'm really grateful because the people I have around me today are amazing. My family have obviously learned alongside me, and great friends. I'm very grateful in that department. But I was always very insecure about what people would say about me. I was scared about people close to me at different seasons in my life judging me. It's something that you have to learn, that people are going to judge you regardless. So much has changed over the last 10 years with me overall. I've gone through adolescence and early adulthood. I'm now 22, which is crazy. And I've learned a lot of things that aid my anxiety. I know when I'm getting in a little funk. I know when I'm going through a season of feeling very anxious, and I've learned what helps me. I know everyone's different, but I thought it'd be nice for me to share. So some things that help me is talking to other people. I have come so far, and this is one of the things I'll give myself credit for. For a very long time, I didn't want to admit what I was having. I didn't want to talk about what I was having. It would just be a conversation between me and my dad. I'd be like, okay, let's not talk about it again until it happens again. Now, with my friends, with my family, with people I meet in different environments, whether social media or workspaces, it's something I talk about. And I don't know if it's for the reasons of anxiety and mental health being a more open and accepted topic of conversation now. But it's something I feel a lot more comfortable talking about through accepting it and through dealing with it so often and so consistently for the last 10 years. And it's nice to kind of just be honest, talking about the good, the bad, and the ugly about yourself, because you're a multifaceted human being, and feeling feelings and going through the motions of anxiety can be very lonely. So it's nice to communicate with other people and sometimes connect with other people who can feel very similarly to you. Another thing that's helped me is nature. I feel like I talk about this often. definitely sound like a broken record saying this, but growing up indigenous, you're connected with nature. For me, that's the ocean, that's, going on a run, that's being in nature in whatever regard I can be. So for me, something that's really, really helped is making myself go outside at least once a day. I know that sounds kind of crazy because, you go outside for little things, but I mean like being intentional with it, going on a hot girl walk, going to work out, going on a run, go to the beach, shit like that. And during the winter, it's been hard for sure, but even just going for that little walk has been so, so helpful. It helps me with just reconnecting with myself. Listening to music has always aided me, and that's what I do when I go for walks. So that's been super, super helpful. Having plants in your house is also very helpful. That sounds very weird, but taking care of something else that's living, has aided me so much. I love having plants in the house, having lively and colorful, energies is so, so special. For me, something that helps not only in general, but when I feel like an anxiety attack or a panic attack coming on is organizing. I am such an OCD person when it comes to everything being in a certain spot, everything being clean. I've always been like that. My mom has like basically ingrained that into me and my brother's head to be very clean. So when I feel a panic attack coming on, something that has really helped me kind of refocus my energy is doing something to aid the house, whether it's cleaning the kitchen, whether it's sweeping, whether it's folding clothes. Stuff like that really can focus my energy into something productive, something good. And even though I know a panic attack is gonna come, it's gonna come and it's gonna hit and it's gonna, do what it has to do, that kind of calms me down in the moment and it doesn't take away from my day. It aids to my day. And yeah, something else that has really helped me just generally, I talk about it often, but I love intentional journaling. I love journaling with a prompt. I love brain dumps, which is such a cute it's such a cute term, but basically just like jotting everything down that's been in your brain. It's easy to talk about it for sure, but it's nice to always kind of look back and be able to read what you were going through, read what you were feeling, and see how much you've grown. I have a journal by my bed. I have a pen with me always. I love my phone. I love the notes app when I'm out and about, if I just need to write something down. And that has aided me so much, but really like writing shit down has helped me with my anxiety so much, and it just kind of clears my brain. Anytime I have a bad thought, I'm gonna write it. Anytime I have a good thought, I'm gonna write it. But yeah. And breath work. This is something that sounds so oogly, but it's something I've been really intentional with for the last 10, let me not give myself that much credit, not 10 years, like 8 years. Since I started having panic attacks, as I mentioned, I did not take my breath for granted. I did not take breathing for granted. But when they would start to get really, really bad or they'd get worse, and I was in a season of like kind of just purged panic attacks, I remember my dad would sit me down with meditations. Bless him. He was so good with me about talking me through what I'm feeling, letting me know that it's my brain working against me in this one instance, and reminding myself that I have control over what I'm feeling and what I'm going through, and that I have control over my body. And to breathe and to do certain breath works with me was something that brought us a lot closer together. But not only that, it's something I've taken with me over the years, and it's something that has helped me through so much. Not only just anxiety, but when I feel like I'm not connected with myself, breath work has helped me. When I'm going through something emotional, something that brings me back down is breath work and meditations. And having that close connection with not only your brain, but your body is so, so vital, especially when it comes to your anxiety. So that's what's helped me. Another little fun mention is YouTube. Having your comfort shows, having your comfort TikTokers, YouTubers is amazing. For me, my comfort show is New Girl, duh. TikTok has been kind of helpful. I love, you know, watching certain type of videos, again, organizing videos. I love watching my girls on YouTube. But for me, especially during the beginning of feeling anxious and kind of figuring out what that looked like in my life from that point on, something that helped me a lot was Zoe Sugg and other YouTubers who would talk about the anxiety, because at that point, not a lot of people were talking about anxiety and panic attacks and what they would feel like and what they looked like for that certain someone. So having those people who would talk about it so openly and have, you know, like hour-long videos, 45-minute videos, kind of just breaking down how they would feel, helped me feel a lot more seen at that age. So not that any of them are going to listen, but shout out to them for helping baby me get through so much. And just like the title of this episode, fuck a fake smile. Can't say it enough. What you're going through is valid. What you're feeling is valid. Your anxiety is valid, okay? You don't have to fake that. You don't have to hide that. You shouldn't be ashamed of that in any state of your life, okay? I just want to put that out there for any and everyone who needs to hear that. Also for me to hear that. So to wrap up this week's episode, thank y'all so much for listening. I hope y'all enjoyed. I hope y'all took something from this episode. And if y'all would like to keep up more behind the scenes stuff, y'all can follow the Instagram at Brown y Bonita. That's BrownyBonita on Instagram. Brown y Bonita, not Brown and Brown y Bonita. If y'all want to stream us, share us, whatever that may be, we are on every podcasting streaming platform, which is such an honor and a blessing to say. Some of my favorites are Anchor, which is what I edit the podcast on, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Pandora for my Pandora ass motherfuckers. I love y'all so much. Thank you again for listening to another episode, and I hope to be back very, very soon. Yeah. Bye, everybody.